I don't think that Nigerians will expect anything extraordinary. I expect that most of the nominees are going to sell through, so that quite a lot of them were former members of the Senate and of the House of Representatives. Of course, I expect some of them to face very serious questioning and hurdles. Very prominent among them is Senator Sanusi Dagaeshu, who has been recently dropped in the last cabinet shakeup of President Umaru Yar'Adua. The members of the National Assembly are really very bitter about the role he played when he was the Minister of Economic Planning in the early days of President Umaru Yar'Adua. I also expect Professor Akuili may face some problems in getting cleared by the Senate as a result of the sensational manner she approached the issue of the ailing president soon before Goodluck Jonathan was made the acting president. There is a divided opinion in Nigeria today. Some groups saying that Professor Akuili, in fact, acted a script that was supported by acting President Goodluck Jonathan. And on the other hand, people were saying she simply took the position because she expected that perhaps inevitably Jonathan was going to be made the acting president and so she could secure her position.
Can it be that apart from Akin Yele, that some of these returning ministers can be held accountable for their performances in the Yar'Adua government?
I really don't think so. Out of the pack of over 40 ministers, only about 9 of them are making it back so far. And quite a lot of them, I think, were returned not on the basis of the role that they played, but basically perhaps on the very performance that they've had in their respective ministries. And perhaps quite a lot of them must have played a quite substantial neutral position while the crisis lasted. So you also see that about 90% of the ministers from the South-South region were acting President Jonathan held from being retained. That, again, is another major question. The reason for that is what I am not readily in a position to see.
There are those who say that the appointment of this new cabinet suggests that acting President Jonathan is a person that is looking forward to the future of Nigeria.
The future of Nigeria certainly is not between 2010 and 2011. It's gone far beyond that. I know 1 year in the history of a nation could be a substantial period where a lot of changes could be made. But the rut that we find ourselves in today in Nigeria, which is of course anchored on the failure of legitimacy of those elected officers to really rally around the populace and say we are your representatives, is fundamentally different. And let me tell you something. I don't know, but I do know for sure that it is the same government that was elected in 2007 that is going on today with cultural transformation that people are talking about. If it is a different government, then we will say that we'll expect something different.